The question of the future impact of these new positions is the question we pose to Lynn McNulty, Government Affairs Director for ISC Squared, the group that handles much of the education and certification of computer network specialists in government and private industry. First, we asked McNulty to talk about the challenges for the president and his advisors in filling the job of White House cybersecurity czar.
Well, I think he's going to have to find somebody that has some Washington experience, some experience in the cybersecurity field, somebody that is an effective listener as well as a spokesperson representing the president on this issue. He's going to have to find someone that basically can work well with others and get out and try and bring people together that have long histories of working in this career field and represent much larger and well-financed agencies that are also in this field. And I'm thinking there particularly of members of the intelligence community, the Defense Department, the law enforcement community, and the people at Homeland Security, as well as various other federal agencies that all have a role to play in this issue.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Would the right person for this job be someone who already had some government experience in some of the agencies that you just outlined there, or would this be an opportunity to bring somebody in from the outside who had more prior experience in the private sector?
I think it definitely requires somebody that has a government perspective, a history of working inside government, inside bureaucracy, knows how to people that work in various agencies, how to get them to cooperate, where to apply pressure, when to apply pressure, and when not to apply pressure. And so I think it really takes somebody that has a knowledge of the federal bureaucracy, has worked in the government before, and has a history of success working in a complex bureaucracy.
And also, I guess the unsaid part of that as well is some comfort level dealing with Congress, since Congress has their own role to play when it comes to cybersecurity of the nation's infrastructure.
That's absolutely correct. I should have made that point when I was talking earlier, but I think you make an excellent statement there that the knowledge of how to work with both the senators and representatives and members of their staffs and also of the various interest groups that have a significant role to play in the cybersecurity issue. And I'm talking there in terms of the trade associations, the various lobbyists and industry representatives that are here in town that are looking out for the interests of their companies or their clients.
The secretary is evaluating proposals. The joint staff is still working out the details of how this command would work and what the reporting relationships are.
1 week ago, Deputy Defense Secretary Bill Lynn delivered a broad brushstroke progress report on efforts to stand up a cyber command at the Pentagon. I asked Lynn McNulty for his thoughts on the effort.
Well, I think it's a positive step. There are, in the DOD, there are many, many disparate players that have roles in this. I think it's an effort to bring them all together to also make the leadership have input at the highest levels within the Defense Department by making sure that the general who is in charge of the cyber command has appropriate rank, which is very important in that environment to be able to get his message across and to be a player in at the senior levels in the military structure of the Department of Defense. But I think there are some issues there that probably need to be watched to make sure that that the military does not exceed its authority or its charter and get involved in on the civil side of government or in working into the private sector, the security of private sector networks.
ISC Squared's Lynn McNulty believes these two new positions are evidence that the challenges of cybersecurity in the government space are finally being taken seriously. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.